Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and today we have the first in a series of horror-related interviews. A string of film festival proprietors, founders, and directors. There's a lot of horror out there, and since October is right around the corner, we have people spending like 2 months on Halloween now instead of just one. So we're going to dive in early and keep it going throughout the month of October. And with that, we're going to jump into our Shriek Fest interview right now. And welcome back to more Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my guest today is Denise Gossett, the director for the Shriek Fest Horror Film Festival, specifically the Los Angeles Horror Sci-Fi Film Festival and Screenplay Competition. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Now, how long has Shriek Fest been running?
Well, this is the 17th year.
Wow.
And the first year in Orlando.
Yeah, tell me about the Orlando. So, well, first of all, tell me how you dreamt up Shriek Fest and what what inspired the Orlando expansion.
Well, I'm an actor, and I had been in a horror film many, many moons ago, 18 years ago. And I was, of course, you know, like any other actor, was super excited because it was my first lead role. So I thought, oh my gosh, there's got to be some horror film festivals we can get this into. And when I started looking around, there weren't any. I found one in Europe, and so silly me, I thought, oh, this would be something fun to do around Halloween. Let's do a horror film festival. Little did I know that it would blow up and be like something that was so desperately needed out there. And yeah, and then as for Florida, I am from Orlando, and I always thought how fun it would be to bring it there. And so this is the first year that I'm going to do that.
Wow. So you just love horror so much that I'm going to create a festival that will bring horror to me so I don't have to seek it out.
I know. Isn't that weird? You know, when you talk to people like who have done something really cool, and when you ask them like how did it come about, it comes about like in the strangest way. Like if you had said you will be doing this festival for 17 years and then you'll branch out to another city, I would have been like, are you crazy? Like, it was something I said, oh, we can watch a few cool horror movies this Halloween and then let's just see what happens. And then it was like every year I kind of, to be in all honesty, a little bit of me felt trapped, like I gotta keep doing this because people are expecting it, sort of thing.
But you're still having fun with it, right?
I am. I'm actually having more fun with it now than I used to, because I used to every year, and you can talk to people from back then, I would go, never again. I'm never doing this festival again. It is way too much work. I can't take it anymore. And it's still way too much work. And now with two festivals, it's even more. But I am better at handling the stress and reminding myself that how wonderful it is to meet the people and to help get their work out there. And it's just really lovely. There's so many talented people out there.
How many, like, give us like a trend. How many entries have you seen over the years? Just because I know there's more and more horror being made recently.
There is. I mean, I have watched thousands and thousands and thousands of films. And now some are short films and some are feature films. And it's funny because, like, people will be like, oh, I've got something you've never seen, and they'll send it. And I'm like, yeah, we had five exactly like this. So it's so funny how, you know, the natural wavelength that people get on. And, like, you know, every year there seems to be like, wow, there's a whole lot of werewolf things this year. And mm-hmm. another year, wow, there's a whole lot of vampire things this year. You know, it's really, really interesting how that happens.
Yeah, it just seems like more and more people are tuned in to, I guess, needing a cathartic release, and horror provides that while also being entertaining. Now, I personally enjoy the monster movies and the psychological horror. I was never really impressed with, I guess, what became the slasher, the splatter, where it seemed like the point of the movie was to mix up as much fake blood as possible and spray it all over the walls. I'm like, okay, bored now.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you there, too. I love being able to have to think about things and where is this going? And, I'm not so much into the blood and guts aspect of it. Although I enjoy it and I think it's fun. But if I had my preference, like, did you like the movie Seven?
I did. And it was very creepy. I wasn't scared by it, but I was more just going, oh, really?
Right.
Oh.
And you're wondering, where is this going and what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Things
mm-hmm.
like that, you know, like Descent. I don't know if you saw Descent, where these women are in these tiny little caves and there's something after them. But like, you said you like monsters. I love mm-hmm. monsters so much, especially if they're really, really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really dig that.
Yeah, I missed Descent, but the one that really catches my attention, I think it was about 2 years ago, something called Dark Was the Night. I absolutely love that movie.
I don't think I saw that one. What was it about?
A small town sheriff and his wife are getting over the death of their son, and there's something in the woods outside their small town, and construction is driving them towards the town.
Uh-oh.
And it's a big uh-oh, and the end has this thing where you're like, They realize something about the monsters, like, but no, that's not the one I shot. And then it ends.
Oh, wow. So there could be a part two.
There was more than enough in there to be a part two. There was quite, quite a bit in there. And I should say the depiction of the monsters was really intriguing. And I would watch a sequel of that. I would. That's one I wouldn't mind seeing more of, because the monsters were well done. The acting, it was all about the monsters and keeping people alive because of the monsters.
Oh, wow. So if there were a part two, you would be into it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah, see, that's always a sign of a good film. Do you want a part two?
Yes, I would want to see more of that, because it ends and you're like, wait, no, there's what?
Right, tell me more. Wow,
and yeah,
cool.
That's when you know you've got a good story, when people want more.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen an increase in the number of short films that are being submitted? Because it seems like there are tons and tons and tons of short horror flicks being put out there on like Vimeo, on YouTube, some other channels. And some of them have really, really high production values that I did not expect.
Oh, yeah. For instance, this year, we had almost 300 shorts in the yes pile.
Wow.
And we only take 35.
Oh.
So, yes, that tells you how many good ones are out there.
That's a lot of work.
Yes, and heartbreaking, because you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to reject a really great film. And I have to explain to them, it has nothing to do with your film. Your film is perfect. It just scored, like a titch, a tiny, tiny bit lower than the others.
Now,
crazy.
Yeah, with you splitting things between Los Angeles and Orlando, are the same films screening in both locations, or do you have
one?
Okay.
So does that work? LA one is going to have all the features, because it's a 4-day event. The Shriekfest Orlando is only going to be a 1-day event, just to kick it off. So we're just going to show shorts in Orlando.
Now, are filmmakers planning to go to both of them, or one, or they pick one, or if they pick the other?
All of the above. Some are going to both, and some are, if they're in New York, it's closer to come to the Orlando one, so that's what they're going to do. It's really kind of amazing, because in my head, I thought the Orlando one would be more for fans. Like, the filmmakers would come to the LA one, and they would be like, oh, whatever about Orlando. But no, they want to come to both. It's kind of cool.
How about international submissions? Are you seeing some
tons.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, tons. This year alone, let's see, we have things a lot from Australia, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, Spain. Just amazing. See, the cool thing about some of the other countries is they get government funding to help with films.
Mm-hmm.
So the quality is unreal.
Yeah, I've seen some really, really good productions coming out of like Italy, Spain, and Australia. And
yeah,
it was a really intriguing one that was out of the UK earlier this year. But still, the global embrace of horror both frightens and warms my heart.
right, exactly.
Because horror is... I don't think horror is really an acquired taste, but certain subgenres of horror are. And I like to see what flavors of horror people are playing with. And every year I look at the lineups of the different festivals and they seem to be all over the place. Like you'll see one trend. It's like, okay, we have like five zombie films here. We have five werewolf or five Mothman movies here.
Right.
And then everything else is just a wide variety of creepy fun.
It is kind of mind-boggling, really, because, you know, I might see some of the lineups or have a friend who got into another festival, and so I'll check out a lineup, and it's amazing because there are films that we get that others don't and vice versa. So that's a whole lot of horror going on. Really?
Yeah. The thing that surprised me over the past couple of years was the increase in Christmas-flavored horror. I'm like,
yes,
really?
A lot. Oh, my gosh. This year, especially. Last year, we started seeing some, and this year, it's like, wow. What is with Santa Claus and horror? It is really, really popular.
And there were like some horror short stories and that were Christmas flavored. I'm like, really? This is, I was like, what is it that is traumatizing people for Christmas?
I know. What happened in your childhood with Santa Claus is all I want to know.
So now all we need is like a Thanksgiving horror and
I know that'll be coming. Well, we have had a couple of those actually.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which one sticks out in your mind?
What is the name? It's Killer Turkeys.
Oh,
so
no.
The turkey attacks the people. Yep. So we've seen it all. We have seen it all. We've seen the Easter Bunny, of course.
Oh, and my
horror.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I've seen leprechauns. Let's see,
yeah.
What other holidays are there? I've seen it all. You know the little elf on the shelf that kids have? Oh, we saw, God, three or four of those last year.
Wow.
Based on the elf on the shelf. Yeah, it's so funny. And people think, of course, when they're submitting, they're thinking, we have the only one like this. But because we get so many submissions from all over the place, we see several. This year, we had the exact same Stephen King-based story submitted, two different films, and both were completely different. Even though it's the same story, whoever their sort of talent created this out of it and the other person created this, it's really amazing to see. And then, of course, Poe's The Telltale Heart.
Mm-hmm.
We must get at least two versions of that story every year. And they're always something different.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really remarkable.
I would like to see a lineup where somebody, like three or four different people, have to take one Stephen King story and see what they do with it. Just compare them side by side. Because he has this program where...
The Dollar Babies.
Yeah, the dollars. The student mm-hmm. student filmmakers or people who don't want to like make a commercial for a profit film can option the rights to it for a dollar and run with it.
Which I think is so wonderful that he does that.
Yeah.
Every year we have some Dollar Babies in our festival, every single year, because they're such great stories. And if the filmmaker does it right, it turns out brilliant.
Awesome. Now, the selections, have the selections been announced yet, all of the selections for the
No. We have announced we're doing a slow trickle. It gets more press and gets people more excited. So we have announced three of them, three features, and the next one's about to go out, and then the next, and then we'll announce the shorts, and it just gets everybody too excited. It's funny, people are already buying passes, and they're like, I want a pass for Friday night. And I'm thinking, you don't even know what's playing Friday night, but they want to get them. So I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, that is. So without giving anything away, are there any favorites that you have that you really, really want people to check out?
Oh, yes. But, you know, in all honesty, I know it's going to sound so trite, but I love all of them, or they wouldn't be in.
Now, are you, is there a selection committee that
Yes. I have, it's usually around 40 judges every year, and they help narrow everything down. And then if there's lots of ties like there were this year, I'll pull in even more and just say, hey, I need you to watch these 20 films. They all scored the same. Which one's your favorite? And then, you know, then they'll move on. That's how we are able to narrow it down. And it's so painful.
Yeah, from 300 to 35, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of submissions, too. I'm glad that people are jumping all over Shriekfest to say, hey, showcase my work, please.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It really is. And I wish I could showcase them all. And even this year, you know, I was thinking about, can I add another day so that I could fit more in? And it just didn't work out scheduling-wise with the facility. But I really was thinking, okay, if I add another day, I could add in this feature, which I love, and I could add in more shorts, which I love. So I was trying to fit them all in and just couldn't make it work.
Now, do you have like a section on the website saying, you know, honorable mentions, like these, you know, just...
No, but that's a cute idea. It might make people feel pretty good about it all.
Yeah, just say, it's like, hey, these are the top three in each category that, you know, didn't make the cut, but not for quality, just couldn't find the space for it.
Right, we love them.
Yeah, and maybe people can go check them out if they go to a different festival or if they're online somewhere.
Sure, that's a great idea.
Now, do you have any future plans to make Bow Shriekfest bigger and greater?
You mean like more days?
More days, more panels with filmmakers, helping creators, having creators give up-and-coming creators that one little nudge, maybe saying, okay, I can make my own now.
Right. Well, Summer, it is so difficult, and every year I have this discussion with myself. If I add more days, I'm going to be utterly exhausted. The 4 days, I already am exhausted. And even if I have people working every aspect of it, I have to be there because it's my baby and I want to meet everyone and make sure everything runs right. And so on top of it, it would be exhausting. And then second of all, people can only take so much horror and a festival attending. So if you start adding too many days, they're going to pick and choose and not come and see everything. And I love that people can come and see everything. One year we rented out two other small theaters in the same complex so we could show films at, you know, same times. And I didn't like that because people were having to pick and choose and miss out. So we didn't do that again. But that is the reason I hesitate every year about adding more days and that sort of thing.
So you could say that's actually the feature draw of Shriekfest. You just have one track where everybody can see everything if they want.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. It was a pleasure being on. And you've asked me questions that other people haven't, which has been so delightful. Thank you.
I'm happy about that. I like digging in and just figuring out what makes people who are presenting these opportunities for entertainment to us tick. And just like, hey, well, what made you say, I'm going to do this? And it might inspire somebody else to say, hey, maybe I can do something like that too.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, I do a radio show almost every week, and I'm all about that. Like, I'll interview the filmmakers, and some of them, they've never done publicity before. And so, like, I feel like I get to introduce them to it, and I'm all about the dreams. Follow your dreams. Whatever it takes, you've got to do it. I don't care if you're busy and you have 18 kids and you're working three jobs. Find 5 minutes a day, because 5 minutes a day at the end of the year is the script.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get somewhere as long as you're putting effort forth every day.
Excellent. So you are literally putting together a renowned showcase. The fact that you've done it for 17 years and want to keep doing it is a treasure and just a gift to us who enjoy that kind of genre immersion. So thank you.
Thank you, Summer. That was really, really sweet of you. You made my day.
I'm so glad that horror brings happiness to so many other people.
Yes, it does. Yes, it kind of lets us escape from any real horror that may be going on in the world, right?
Just for a little bit, yes.
Yeah.
But Shriekfest 2017 in Los Angeles, October 5th through the 8th, and in Orlando, October 21st. Head over to the website, shriekfest.com, to order your tickets and keep your eyes out for the lineup, the features, and the shorts that will be playing in both cities. Thank you again, Denise.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Slice of Sci-Fi.
Welcome to Tales of the Black Badge, a Wynonna Earp fan podcast. WynonnaEarpPodcast.com. Thanks again for checking in, and I hope you all take care.
I told that devil to take you back.
Tales of the Black Badge, presented by Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV.
This is Kevin Murphy from Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Rift Tracks, and you have bitten off a nice big chunk of Slice of Sci-Fi.
Yeah, Shriekfest is a fun festival. I actually had intended to be there for this year to present the award. Slice of Sci-Fi is an award sponsor, and we are presenting the Best Sci-Fi Feature Screenplay. So congratulations in advance to whomever that winner might be, and maybe we'll chat someday on Slice of Sci-Fi when that feature gets made. How about that? Anyway, we have upcoming interviews with the Brooklyn Horror Film Festival, the Screamfest Horror Film Festival, and maybe a little something for the Imagine Science Film Festival as well. That one, not horror-themed, but still a very, very intriguing film festival that I've kept tabs on for the past few years. We interviewed festival director Alexis Gambis, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And I think it's high time we had them back on. What do you think? Not a lot going on other than just waiting for the fall season of television shows to come back. We got some bad news that Dark Matter was canceled and the last-ditch attempt to find a new home for it fell through. That was sad to hear because that was a fun show. I didn't follow it as arduously, as religiously as I did Killjoys, but what I saw, I was entertained by. First season was exciting and very twisty, and now we're not going to get a season 4 or a season 5, which they really wanted to get to wrap things up. So here's hoping that Joe Malosi gets a comic revival off the ground to finish up the story. He even mentioned it on his blog. It was weird because the story started out as a comic, a graphic novel, or a series of graphic novels, then became a TV show, and now he may have to finish up the story going back to where he started as a graphic novel. So we'll see what happens there. But if you have any questions or expectations about upcoming fall programming, let us know. That number to call is 602-635-6976. Ask your fall TV questions, your fall movie questions, any questions whatsoever, any comments. Leave a voicemail. I will get right to that. Or you can send an email to summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and on Krypton Radio. You can also leave us a review on iTunes or on Stitcher, or leave comments over at Krypton Radio if you're streaming during the day and on a Sunday when you're listening to the show. Leave a comment. Say, hey, I like this. You can check us out on Twitter at Slice of Sci-Fi. You can check us out on YouTube and on Facebook. We're Slice of Sci-Fi there. And, of course, there's the website, sliceofscifi.com, writersafterdark.com for your literary needs, non-genre bound. So we have fiction, nonfiction, sci-fi, fantasy, horror, paranormal, young adult, comics, even some literary and some science. So go on over there. If books are more your thing than television and movies. And, of course, we have Pop Culture Geeks for all your non-genre entertainment, television, and film. Leave comments over there. Let all of our team who has branched out to help fill the gaps, let them know that you are appreciative of the hard work they do to present reviews and insightful commentary for you to agree with, disagree with, or whatever. I'm going to send out a big thanks to everyone who is pledging through Patreon to help us keep things funded and going strong here. All your donations, your pledges are appreciated. Trust me, every dime goes to help keep the websites online, the media online, and it is truly, truly appreciated. If you're not currently a patron and you want to join in, that URL is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. I'd also like to throw a shout out to my good friends, the geek rock band Sci-Fried, for their musical accompaniments that adorn the show. They are a bunch of very talented, geeky guys. If you want to have a fun, if you want to really, really have a glimpse into what makes these guys tick, go over to YouTube, their YouTube channel, check out the video called A Tall Ship. It's their homage to Star Trek. Because Star Trek is what brought those guys together. Their love of Star Trek. It's truly a moving and poignant video song. I think you will like it. We hosted it on the website for several months when it came out last year. Go check it out. I think you will enjoy it. But that'll do it for this episode. We will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.